Hi, my name is Patrick Turnage, Blindness Product Specialist for Florida Reading and Vision Technology. Today I have to review for you the BookSense from GW Micro. The BookSense is a Daisy player, audio player, Audible book player from audible.com. It's a document reader, reads documents, text files, HTML files. It also can play the NLS books. Since it can play Daisy, it can download books from Bookshare, can also access information from Newsline, and something really cool at the end of the podcast we'll talk about is downloading SAMNet content from the Saratech System Access mobile network. So these are just a few things that the... and it records in really good high-quality MP3. Or direct to Wave if you need it to do that as well. So it's a really great device. It's a small package. We'll go over the different models of the BookSense in this podcast. There's the standard, the XT, and the new model that just came out actually at CSUN. And it's the BookSense with a display. It's the BookSense DS. Okay, so I have the BookSense here in my hand. I am using the actual BookSense XT, which is the white, the off-white one. I have had sighted people tell me that it's a very, very nice off-white color. The differences between the BookSense Standard and the BookSense XT are that the BookSense Standard is a ruby red color. Also, I've heard that it looks very nice. The difference is also that the BookSense XT has 4 gigabytes of onboard storage, so it's kind of nice not to have to worry about an SD card if you want to make a quick recording or if you want to have to record something that you aren't planning to record. That's primarily what I use it for. I use an SD card to carry the rest of my material. Also, it has a built-in Bluetooth, so if you wanted to use a Bluetooth headset with the BookSense, then you can do that. So it's kind of nice to have hands-free, wires-free capability, and not have to have a headphone cord with you if you're traveling or walking or out doing anything that you want to do without a cord. Or if you're at the gym, even exercising. That's mainly where I use the Bluetooth headset. It also has the built-in radio, FM radio. These are the features that the standard doesn't have. The standard has all the features of the BookSense except those three things: the onboard storage, the built-in Bluetooth, and the radio. Okay, it looks exactly the same. I'm going to go ahead and describe this to you. I have it in my hands. The BookSense is in my right hand right now. I am looking at the face of the BookSense. If you compare the BookSense size and weight, it's actually the size of a candy bar cell phone, just a generic candy bar cell phone. If you've ever had a Nokia phone or just a standard Nokia cell phone or a standard cell phone that's a candy bar form factor. The keys, you have a couple different sets of keys. You have your standard numeric keypad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, and then on the left where the star would be, on a cell phone, you have the cancel button, and to the right where the pound would be, you have the OK button. Okay. The keys are arranged kind of, I like to call them in like a, they remind me of like a checkerboard style, where the 2 is raised, the 4 and 6 are raised, the 8 is raised, the cancel and the OK key are raised a little higher than the other keys, the 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, and 0. Okay, that's your normal keypad. If we go above that keypad, you have a standard 5-way navigation set of keys, just like you would on a cell phone, up, down, left, right, and menu. Okay. If you go up, you will feel a smaller button. It's a small rectangle, it's a thin rectangle. What that is that's actually your date and time key. It's really neat. The BookSense actually has a built-in clock, and because of that, it has a built-in alarm. I'm going to go ahead and press it and give you an idea of what I'm talking about.
10:19 p.m. and 48 seconds, Friday, April 9th, 2010.
Okay, so it's pretty neat. If you just want to check the time, you can. You can press it twice.
10:19 p.m.
And you can stop it when you've heard the time that by pressing it again, if you just want to hear the time real quick. Okay. So if we continue up, you'll find if you go to the top, you'll find a speaker. It looks like a pretty large speaker. Actually, it's two speakers, so it has stereo sound, even from the BookSense itself. If you go now to the top of the BookSense, you will find a place for a lanyard. The BookSense come with a lanyard for hanging off your neck, hanging off your wrist. And again, when I go to the gym, that's where I find that I use it more on my neck with the Bluetooth headset. It's really, really convenient. Okay, so to the left of that lanyard, I have a line-in jack for either a line-in or an external microphone, and I could even do an external stereo microphone. to record in really high quality stereo MP3 recordings. So you don't have to convert them. You can just record, take them off of the BookSense either via USB, or just take the SD card out of the BookSense and put it in your computer or your notebook. Okay. To the right of the lanyard space, I have a headphone jack. You can tell the headphone jack because it has a little line that they've put to let you know that that's for the headphones. Also, you could connect a set of external speakers. I've done that as well. So you have to set the BookSense volume to about medium. Okay. So now, since we're already on the top right corner of the BookSense, I'm going to go ahead and go down the right-hand side of it. If I go down, the first thing I have is the play and pause key. It's the first button. It's also the power button if you press and hold it. In fact, most of the functions on the BookSense have two functions. They have your normal press, and they have a press and hold for about 2 seconds function. So this is your play pause button, and it's also your button to turn on and off the BookSense by pressing and holding it. Okay. If we go down, you will feel a button with some nubs on it. That is your record key and your pause recording key. Now, what's really cool about this is to make sure you don't accidentally hit this key, it has no other function except to record. If you press it once, and I'll demonstrate this, of course, if you press it once, the BookSense will give you a beep. It will not start recording unless you press and hold this key for 2 seconds. Okay. Beneath that is your lock and unlock switch, so if you want to read, but you want to lock the BookSense as well, you can. If it's in the up position, then it's unlocked, and you'll feel it has a line in the middle. So if you move it down, it's locked, and up, it's unlocked. Okay. We have no other buttons. Actually, you have a tiny, tiny, tiny reset button that you can hit it with a paperclip to go ahead and reset the BookSense if it ever freezes up. Okay. It's a really small hole. You really have to feel for it. If you go down to the bottom of the BookSense now, we have two ports here on the bottom. We have a mini USB for charging the BookSense and for syncing with your computer. So it's really neat that you can charge the BookSense from the USB. It does take a little longer. I think it takes about 4 hours versus the 2.5 that it takes charging directly from the AC outlet. But it can be convenient. I mean, you know, there's nothing better than transferring your music, having it charging at the same time, and having it fully charged when you're ready to take it off and go and listen to it. Okay. And to the left, we have the AC adapter. Okay, I'm going up the left side of the unit now. I have the SD card slot. This is a high capacity SD card slot. So I think the maximum is 32 gigs. I think they're coming out with the 64 gig SD cards now. So your storage capacity for the BookSense, even the standard BookSense, is unlimited. It's only limited by the SD cards that you buy. So I mean, you can have multiple SD cards. Some people like to have their books and music on a separate, or their books on a separate card, and their music on a separate card. And it's really a personal preference. The next button up is the volume key, volume up and volume down. It's just a rocker switch. And on the top left of the left side of the BookSense, finally, is the mode key, though, that you switch the BookSense in and out of the different various modes that it has: media, Daisy, documents, and on this one, radio. And again, we'll go through all of that. On the back, you have a standard battery. It almost does look like a cell phone battery, and it comes off just like a cell phone battery would. So I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to turn on the BookSense. Here we go. I'm going to press and hold that key on the right-hand side.
File name 14, Ash Grove MP3.
Okay.
Elapsed time 0 second. Total time 3 minutes and 6 seconds. 1 of 1. Pause. Okay.
So what it's telling me here is the status of what I was listening to previously. I'm going to turn this up a little bit. Let's see. This song is pretty quiet. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and press that key, and it will automatically start playing the file that I have paused here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and pause that. Okay, I press the pause key, which is, again, the key above the record key. Now I'm going to back out of this with my cancel button.
14, Ash Grove MP3. 30 of 312.
Okay, so I have other songs here. I can use my keypad to jump by 5 or 10 options. Also, in the new firmware, the 2.0 firmware, I can press and hold the key, a key to change the, to move by a certain number or to move to a specific number of items. So let's say I want to move to item 255. I press the key, type in 255, and press OK, and it automatically takes me to that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get out of this altogether.
Mobile, folder, one of one.
Mobile is my playlist folder inside the music folder.
Three of six.
Now the BookSense comes with folders already defined for you. I'm going to go to the top here.
Audiobooks, folder, one of six.
Okay.
I'm
just going to bring this down a little
volume
bit.
Volume 19.
Okay. Audiobooks folder, in here you would have audiobooks that you've downloaded from other places, and they would go in there.
Misc audio. Two of six.
Music.
Folder, three. Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Folder, four of six. Radio. Folder. Five of six.
Radio.
Record. Folder.
Recordings.
Six of six.
Okay, and those are the folders in the media application. Now, the BookSense will create these on any media device that, any medium that you insert in here, either an SD card or a USB thumb drive or hard drive with the included mini USB to USB connector. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to press the mode key. Well, hold on. You know what? Let me go back into this.
Radio.
Let's see here.
Five of six.
Let's go back up to the top. So I'm going to go to the top by pressing the 2 key.
Audiobooks. Folder.
And we're
going
to go down to music.
Audio,
I mean, music again. Okay.
Mobile,
I'm going to go to mobile again. Okay. And.
Lock,
right,
OBTS, MP3,
okay, here we go. Let's see here. Okay.
Alive,
all right, here's I'm Alive. We'll go into that. Okay. You can do things like speed up the recording. I'm sorry that I don't actually have any audiobooks here. But you can speed up the recording. So if you were listening to notes, okay, I can return to the regular speed with one key press. So I'm gonna get out of there. Okay.
Music folder, three of six.
Okay, so the media player is a full-featured media player. You can build playlists. You can select multiple tracks. You can randomize your play. Anything you would expect to do in an MP3 player, you can do on the BookSense. You also have some equalizer capability. They have different presets. Right now it's normal, classic, rock, and pop, I believe. And all of those things change the eek a little bit for you. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and press that mode key, which is the top key on the left side of the BookSense.
Daisy.
It's going to take me to Daisy.
Riding Rockets, The Outrageous Tales of a Space Shuttle Astronaut, 13 of 22.
Okay. Right now I'm in my list of books. This is inside my Bookshare folder. I'm going to go ahead and back out of this folder so I can show you what I mean.
Bookshare, 1 of 4.
Okay, it says Bookshare, 1 of 4. That inside there is my Bookshare books.
NFB Newsline,
okay.
2 of 4.
Here is where you have NFB Newsline. Now, what's really neat is there's an application that will actually log into the NFB Newsline for you, download your newspapers, and automatically put them on the BookSense. And that's really neat because that's the way that I get my news, because I don't really like to use the NFB Newsline over the phone. I really did enjoy it on the icon because it was always there. With this software that you can download from the NFB Newsline, it's always on your BookSense. And you just plug in your BookSense, it automatically grabs the latest newspapers and syncs them automatically to this folder.
NLS,
okay.
3 of 4.
NLS is the, it's the National Library Service where you can download the books from online. They go right into this NLS folder. And once your player is authorized, you can enjoy NLS books as well.
RFBND.
And again, we wouldn't be complete without Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. I actually download their Audio Plus Daisy downloads, and you can put them right in here in the RFBND folder, and you can play your books. You can move to page, you can move by chapter. All of the standard navigation commands that you would expect from RFBND's Audio Plus books are available in the BookSense. And you just go onto their site, you register your BookSense, they will give you a UAK, a user authorization key that you download, and you put it right into your BookSense, and you're ready to go. Okay, so I'm going to go into Bookshare because that's where I have books right now.
Bookshare, 4 years of
okay,
and torture, 1 of 22.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead here and go down to the book I want.
Let's
see.
Windows Server 2008.
Let's see.
Switching to the Mac. Spanish for Dummies. 15. Soldiers of Evil. Riding Rockets.
Okay, here we go.
Riding Rockets. The Outrageous Tales of a Space Shuttle Astronaut. 13 of 22.
Okay, so I have the book that I want to read. Just like in the media player, I can go and press play and it will open the book.
Loading.
Okay, it says loading. Okay. Now, this book, while it's loading, I'll just tell you a little bit. This book was actually written by an astronaut, Mike Mullen.
Index 380.
And pause it. And what it really details, it's a really great book. If you're interested in space, you're interested in NASA, the history of NASA a little bit, you're interested in what it's really like to be on board a shuttle, it's one of my interests. So it was a really great book for me. Obviously, it's as close as I will get to being on the shuttle. So if you're interested in that, it's a really great read. They have it on Bookshare. I would highly recommend it. So what I'm going to do is the BookSense has all of the, again, all of the standard navigation commands. I'll give you a quick listen.
Phrase.
Okay, I can put my phrase.
Page.
Level 3. Level 3 heading. Level 2 heading.
Level 1
heading.
Marks.
I can set bookmarks in the book, and I can move back and forth between them. What I'm doing to move between the different elements here, between the listing of elements, is I'm pressing my up and down arrow. Okay, on the 5-way navigation keypad. Now, if I wanted to move by one of those, I would press my left and right arrow. Let me see if I can give you an example.
Search word. Phonetic.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Character.
Okay, let's say I want to move by character. And now I'm going to press my left arrow.
1-I-N-D-E-X.
Okay. So if I want to move
word.
By word.
381-STS-62-A-217.
Okay, so this is an index. So what you're getting is I'm moving my word.
220.
Okay, I'm going to...
Sentence.
I can move by sentence.
Beginning or end of book.
I can move to the beginning or end of book. I'm going to go ahead and move to the beginning of the book.
Notice.
Okay.
This accessible media has been made available to people with bona fide disabilities that affect reading. This notice tells you about restrictions on the use of this accessible media, which could be a book, a periodical, or other content. Copyright notice. Title, Writing Rockets, The Outrageous Tales of a Space Shuttle Astronaut. Author, Mike Mullen. Copyright 2006 by Mike Mullen. This notice is not part of the copyright.
Now, what I didn't tell you yet is that the BookSense has two voices. My favorite voice is Kate, but if you like Paul, he's here too.
Copyrighted work, which begins below after the phrase begin content. Bookshare distributes this accessible media under restrictions set forth either in copyright law, mark 1, law or in an agreement with the copyright owner. If you are not a person with a...
Hey, did you hear how it said mark 1? I've set a mark here at the beginning of the book because I wanted to come back to a certain spot and I wanted to demonstrate how it reads you. If I had set these bookmarks at other places in the book, I could then move to them instead of a specific page number. This comes in really handy for me for recording for the blind and dyslexic books when I read for classes. It's really great to be able to study by marking sections of the book as I read them and then just zipping right back to them rather than rewinding the tape, looking for the spot, looking in the Braille cards they used to send out with all the pages and what cassette it was on. So there are a lot of advantages to reading it in a DAISY form. I'm going to go ahead and switch back to Kate because I'm partial to her.
Female voice.
Okay. Okay, so the same thing holds true for Kate when she's reading.
Print disability or an agency.
I can press 6.
You should not use this accessible media and should destroy the
to speed it
content.
Up.
You are not allowed to redistribute content derived from this accessible.
I'll tell you what, I'll go all the way just to show you.
Exception.
Okay, this is the fastest
exception.
That she goes.
Books prepared for accessible media to be provided to other blind people.
Hold on, maybe not.
Your parents, where's the agency sign?
Okay, here we go. That's the fastest. Okay, and I'm going to go back to the normal speed with one key press, just the 5 key.
By downloading and using this material, you agree that neither Bookshare nor the
you could slow it down with 4.
Of the materials shall be financially responsible for any loss or damage to you or any third parties caused by the failure or malfunction of the Bookshare.
Sorry, I can only take that so long. Okay. So I press 5 just to go back to the normal rate. Okay. I went and paused it. Okay, I'm going to go out of the DAISY player by pressing the mode key on the left-hand side, which is...
Current page, 0. Total page, 390 sub cancel.
Okay, here we go. Okay, also the 0 key gives you info. I meant to do that, so we'll go ahead and do it.
Title Writing Rockets, The Outrageous Tales of a Space Shuttle Astronaut, current page 0, heading 3.
Okay, so you do get that by pressing 0. If I press the OK key and press and hold it...
Battery level 7.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead here and get out of the book by pressing cancel.
Writing Rockets, document reader.
Okay, now I'm in the document reader.
The reluctant welfare state word. Folder, four of 138.
Okay, in the document reader, I can put text documents, HTML documents, XML documents, Word documents even, rich text documents, and it will read them. So here I have, I usually use the documents folder for the books that I receive from the publishing company when I buy a book for my classes, and they are then converted, you know, or not converted, but they are then emailed from the publisher. I usually put them in the documents folder. I can go into it a little bit here. Let's open this folder.
Chapter 1. Folder.
Okay, so then I'm going to go to chapter 1, and I can go into that folder.
049550714CH1Doc, 1 of 2.
Okay, here's the Word document. I'm going to go ahead and open it.
Loading.
And it's going to load. Now the
file loaded. Start reading.
Okay.
When the symbiotic and uneasy relationship between clients, social workers, and the welfare state throughout this nation's history, those who must bear the brunt of social problems... Individuals content.
Okay, so it reads, and it does read, actually, believe it or not, it does actually read the 2007 documents from Office. So it's pretty good. You know, you won't find a compatibility issue with reading those newer documents. I read them all the time. It's great to put them on an SD card, for example, and just pop that in and be able to go about reading. Because you can navigate by word and character and sentence, You can really drill down and look at the spelling of a word or the punctuation being used. So again, it's very helpful. Okay, now we have the last option here, the last actual mode, and that's the radio on the BookSense XT. I'll go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and turn that on. Okay. So it's all announced. Okay, I don't know if you can...
97.7 megahertz.
Okay, so it's all accessible. I can have a preset. Let me go back. I'll show you what I mean.
97.9 megahertz.
Watch. I'm going to press and hold the number 2. It's going to create a preset in the number 2 spot. Okay, it said preset 2 has been added. Let's get out of there. Okay, I'm just going to keep browsing here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mark this one. I'll show you what I mean. I'm going to press 3 and hold it. Okay, now I can press the number 1. And it jumps me to another radio station. I can press number 2 to take me to preset 2. And we go from that to number 3.
98.7 megahertz.
And we've got Michael Jackson. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close out of the radio. I'm going to go back to the media program here. Okay, and I went ahead and did that. And now I'm right back where I started. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is, now that I've showed you that, I really want to show you the recording capability of the BookSense. Okay, so remember I told you that on the right-hand side of the BookSense, right beneath the play and pause key, and right above the lock key, you have a key with two little nubs on it. Okay, if you press that key one time and you don't press and hold it, watch what it does. It just beeps. Okay, it doesn't actually do anything. So it's great. You're not recording in your pocket. You're not accidentally making recordings that you didn't intend to. So I'm going to go ahead and press and hold it, and you'll hear it say start recording. Okay, here we go.
Start recording.
Okay, so we're just recording here for the BookSense podcast. And I'm going to go ahead and press the key again, and you'll hear it say...
Pause.
Okay, now it's paused. Okay, so I'm talking here. We're going to go ahead and unpause it by pressing the key again.
Resume recording.
Okay, and now we're resuming recording. When I'm done with the recording, I press OK.
Stop. Play recording. Yes.
Okay, I don't want to play the recording right now. I'm going to go to no, and I'm going to press OK.
Cancel. Music.
Okay.
Folder, 3 of 6.
I'm going to go down to the recordings folder.
Record. Folder.
I'm going to expand this. Give me a second. Okay, so I have some recordings here from a trip I took. I'm just going to go down. And we're going to go to the last recording in here, which is ours. So we're going to do that, and we're going to go all the way down to the bottom. Now, what's really cool about the BookSense is it actually gives you, in the new 2.0 firmware, a recording preview. So as you up and down arrow, you get a preview of the recording. And it lasts about, I don't know, about a few seconds. I like that a lot better. It used to just tell you the file name. The file names are the date, and I think it's the time put into one file name. So you might have, like, recording. Let's see what this file is called.
File name 2010409223942
MP3. So what it is it's the date and the exact time.
Pause.
Okay, it's paused. I'm going to go ahead and press play here.
Okay, it's Daisy.
Whoops, hold on. There we go, okay.
So we're just recording here for the BookSense podcast.
And you'll notice where I pause
it.
Watch.
I'm going to go ahead and press the key again, and you'll hear it say, okay, and now we're resuming recording. When I'm done with the recording, I press OK.
Okay, so that's the recording. If I wanted to, I can go back out of this. I'm going to press cancel.
Okay, so
this is the preview
here for the BookSense podcast.
2010409223942 MP3.
Okay. Okay, so if you're not familiar with the System Access Mobile Network from Saratech, basically it is an online service that allows for the interaction of its members. They have a lot of community forums. Members can voice chat with each other. Members can help each other with their computer. Members can do remote training with each other. Also, there's the content. And that's really what we're talking about today, is the content of the System Access Mobile Network. The Victor Reader's been able to do this for a while. And now, finally, the BookSense has been able to in the newest firmware, firmware 2.1. So what we're able to do here is we're able to actually transfer described audio, which they have described movies, they have television shows. System Access Mobile Network can actually convert your email into audio and transfer to the BookSense. So if you have a long email that you want to read, you can do that. If there's a news story that you want to read, it will actually transfer to the BookSense as well. So we're going to go ahead and demonstrate that. I'm going to go ahead and go into the System Access Mobile Network here, and we'll go from there.
SA Mobile SA 4, 5, 4 Link Internet Games 3 Link Entertainment Guide.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and go into Entertainment Guide. And I'm gonna go ahead and connect the BookSense, so you will hear the your System Access identify the BookSense being connected.
Connected to USB.
BookSense connected.
Okay. Now I'm going to go down here.
Please choose 1, 2, link, one. Please choose one of the following 14 links. 1, link, 128K music, 2, link, audio box, 3, link, describe video programming,
okay,
visited.
So I'm going to go into that.
Describe video, please choose one of the following 3 links. 1, link, children and young adult.
So children and young adult.
2, link,
movies.
3, link, television,
television
programs
shows
and documentaries.
So we're going to go to movies.
Link, movies, please choose one of the following 31 link new editions.
I'm gonna go to new editions.
New editions, please choose.
Now, just to
one
give
of
you an idea,
36.
Just to give you an idea of how this works.
Search, edit, drop down list, search, leaving table, link, go back 36 link.
Just to give you an idea of how this works. There's a movie. There's the movie 2012. It came out at the end of 2009, and it's already here. So I mean, there's definitely there's definitely a pretty good turnaround, and there's a lot of content here. I mean, there's a lot of described movies. And I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to show you how easy this is. So,
36, link, 2012.
Okay, so we have that.
Visited.
Now, all I have to do is, I'm going to go to my context menu, key.
Menu opened, open.
Okay.
Oh.
And I can then arrow down to send to BookSense, and I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Open a new window. Send to BookSense.
Okay, I press it. I press enter on that. And it automatically begins. I'm going to go ahead and pause it here while it does its transfer. Okay, we're back. And I'm going to show you I can go ahead and disconnect this time the BookSense.
BookSense disconnected.
Okay. Now, I'm in my Daisy
BookShare
player right now. Now I have a new folder in Bookshare. I mean, in a Daisy. I'm going to arrow down.
NL Cerotech.
I can expand that.
2012, 1 of 1.
Okay, and you'll hear that it uses Julie. So it actually records the voice from the computer that I'm using. I'm gonna go ahead and press play, and you'll hear it play it.
Loading.
Okay, it's loading. Let's go to the beginning.
Time interval, beginning random book, 2012.
Okay.
Rated PG-13. Science fiction, 2009. Description, apocalyptic sci-fi thriller following the prophecies stated by the ancient Mayan calendar, which okay. says that the world will
I'm going to go ahead and go to my headings. It's a DAISY book, so we can
time
browse
interval,
by heading.
Time, level 1.
Okay, watch this.
Director, Roland Emmerich. Now, here's 2012.
In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a Roman toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against a silver word, Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. The torch flame intensifies.
I can go by headings throughout the movie.
The image in the limo as he types on his laptop. His gaze drifts to an RV park nearby, where the scraggly man talks into a microphone. Blink trees like dominoes. It blasts Charlie off the peak. At the airstrip, the shockwave whips Kate's hair. She hugs Noah closer as they watch pyroclasts, flaming airborne rock fragments, shoot out from the ash cloud and land like missiles.
Stay behind and trust in prayer.
Adrian regards Anheuser skeptically. Now in Vatican City, warm light bathes the people crowded into St. Peter's Square as the Pope holds mass from a balcony.
And I'm just using my headings. I'm just going by headings. I can pause it here. I can even get the same information.
Title 2012, heading 13. Elapsed time 2 hours, 30 minutes and 42 seconds. Remaining time 8 minutes and 14 seconds.
So it actually almost creates a DAISY audiobook of the DAISY audiobook of the movie. Splits it into headings for easy navigation. So it remembers your spot. It's really quite impressive because there really isn't a way other than through the System Access Mobile Network to get Describe Video onto your BookSense or onto your Victor Reader Stream. And it makes it really convenient to take this content with you. Not just Describe Movies, but like I said, if you have a long email that you want to read on the go, you can just have it transferred to your BookSense or to your Victor Reader Stream. I'm going to go ahead and then at this point, I'm going to turn the BookSense off. And I'm going to close out of the System Access Mobile Network for right now. That's just to give you an idea of what's possible here with the BookSense and with this with SamNet, which is, like I said, it's a brand new feature. Some people might be asking themselves in closing, what's the difference between the BookSense and the Victor Reader Stream? Honestly, I've used both, and I enjoy both. And they both have their own strengths and weaknesses. When you're talking about a digital player, the cost usually isn't the factor because they're right around the same cost. Usually breaks down to what the pros and cons are for each person. Some of the pros that I've heard about the Victor Reader Stream are that they like the way the keys are laid out. They like how each key has a distinct shape. The people seem to find their way around the book, the Victor Reader keypad a lot easier. Other people enjoy the BookSense because it has the Bluetooth for the headset, or because it has it's smaller, looks like a cell phone, or because it only takes 2 hours to charge on AC. Some people like the BookSense because it has a built-in radio, and you can switch back and forth between grabbing a quick weather update to reading an audiobook. Some people like the BookSense because it records in MP3. Some people like the Victor Reader because of the human-sounding voice instead of the synthesized voice. So what it comes down to for each individual is personal preference. And there's not one player out there right now, I don't think, that's worlds and worlds ahead of any other. I think especially when you compare the top two, the BookSense and the Victor Reader Stream, and those are the two big names here. I think the nice thing about the BookSense is it's very, it has some complex features, but it's not uncomplicated to use. Either way, you're getting a good player, either Victor Reader or the BookSense. Now, the one thing that's nice about the BookSense is it does have the date and time capability, and the Victor Reader doesn't currently. There has been some talk about allowing protected WMA playback on the BookSense. And from what I understand, that wouldn't be possible on the Victor Reader Stream because it doesn't have the ability to keep date and time, and that is a requirement for licensing this protected content from Windows Media Player. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, or about any of the podcasts we've done here with Florida Reading and Vision, feel free to email me at patrick@floridareading.com, or you can visit our website at www.floridareading.com.